two 10-year prison sentences and a 3-year sentence concurrently. Townsend was a lieutenant with the Prattville Police Department before he resigned in 2005. Montgomery police say 29-year-old Samuel James was shot and killed last week on South Hull Street. No arrests have been made in this case. If you can help police find his killer, call Crime Stoppers at 215-STOP. And Prattville police need your help finding a missing senior. 88-year-old Fannie Mae Robinson was reported missing on Sunday. She has medical issues and her family is concerned for her welfare. If you know where she is, call Crime Stoppers at 215-STOP. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACV Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
Defend your vehicle from harmful elements and restore shine with Armor All Original Protectant. For a limited time, O'Reilly Auto Parts has a great deal on a 16-ounce bottle of Armor All Protectant for $4.99. Renew, revitalize, and protect your vehicle with Armor All Protectant. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's hard to feel lucky when your dishwasher breaks, or your dryer, or refrigerator. But maybe you should. Right now, the Home Depot has up to 25% off the high-quality brands you'd feel lucky to own, like GE, LG, and Samsung. So if you've got an appliance that needs replacing, this could be your lucky break. Get up to 25% off top appliances now, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only. While supplies last, see store for details, valid through August 22nd.
At Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, it's all about buying confidence and trust. For over 50 years, they've offered a great selection of the finest and best hand-picked cars in the area. These cars have passed a rigid multi-point inspection and are backed by proof pricing and the Jack Ingram Signature Car Stamp of Approval. What is proof pricing? That's Jack Ingram's best price, simple and clear, with true price comparisons from third-party leaders. And when it comes to saving you money, there's nothing better than seeing the proof. Choose from the largest selection of Nissan, Volkswagen, Volvo, Audi, and Porsche certified vehicles in our area, or shop hundreds of other pre-owned mates starting as low as $7,000. And if it doesn't fit in your garage or your spouse doesn't like it, you have 3 days to return it for a full refund. Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars has hundreds of pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to fit your needs. And if by some small chance they don't have it, they will find it for you and deliver it to your driveway. Confidence and trust is a Jack Ingram Signature Used Car guarantee.
Come see me, Tip James, at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars on Eastern Boulevard, or shop online at jackingram.com.
Hi, this is Greg Schaefer with AKD Screen Printing and Embroidery, hoping everyone had a wonderful summer. With back to school right around the corner, I just wanted to remind all of our customers that we are ready to get back to work for you. From t-shirts to backpacks and everything in between, AKD can handle all of your promotional product needs. If you're looking for that unique graphic, let our talented artists help put together that perfect design for your next event. And with more than 30 years in the industry, our team at AKD will make sure your experience with us is fun and hassle-free. So please give us a call at 277-8433 for our Montgomery office or 361-2133 for our Prattville office. And because of our wonderful customers, AKD is busier than ever, and we have positions open in our screen printing department. So anyone interested in joining the AKD family, please consider applying by going to our website at goakd.com. And remember, AKD, your home for custom screen printing, embroidery, and advertising specialties.
I won!
You won!
Jackpot, baby!
The big one!
Oh, man, what a rush!
So much excitement!
The thrill of it all!
The sand between your toes!
The what?
The tropical breeze, the sunset, the flamingos!
Wait, what are you talking about?
The Caribbean! When you play with your Wind Creek Rewards card, you can earn a free trip to our resorts in Aruba and Curacao!
That's amazing!
I know, right? Wind Creek Casino and Hotel. Find your winning moment.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
We're now rebuilding our military like we never have before. before.
Soldiers surrounded the president as he signed the massive bill named after Arizona Senator John McCain.
You want Hulk Hogan's belt? You gotta go through me.
Jim the Anvil Neidhart has died.
A lawyer for Peter Strzok says the counterintelligence agent was fired late Friday.
Costa Rica says it's going to spend more on security following recent deadly attacks on tourists there.
North and South Korea now say they have agreed on a summit in September in Pyongyang.
Gasoline prices in the U.S. rose 2 cents a gallon.
Ayatollah Ali Khamenei said the U.S. withdrawal from Iran's nuclear deal with world powers shows the U.S. can't be trusted. Khamenei also ruled out war with the U.S., saying that will not happen.
Joseph D'Angelo is accused of killing college professor Claude Snelling in 1975 as he tried to kidnap Snelling's daughter from their Central California home.
The trial of former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort is underway again in federal court.
Ontario's health minister says three new overdose prevention sites won't open as scheduled.
Officials in Redding, California say they don't know when firefighters will be able to fully contain a huge wildfire that already has destroyed more than 1,000 homes.
The hyphen, Webster's Dictionary defines, is a symbol used to divide a compound word or a single word. So it seems to me that when a man calls himself an Afro-American, a Mexican-American, Italian-American, an Irish-American, Jewish-American, what he's saying is, I'm a divided American. Well, we all came from other places, different creeds, different races, to form a nation, to become as one. Yet look at the harm a line has done. A simple little line, and yet as divisive as a line can get. A crooked cross the Nazis flew, and the Russian hammer and sickle, too. Time bombs in the lives of men. But none of these could ever fan the flames of hatred faster than the hyphen. The Russian hammer built a wall that locks men's hearts from freedom's call. Crooked cross flew overhead above 20 million tragic dead. Among them, men from this great nation who died for freedom's preservation. A hyphen is a line that's small. It can be a bridge or be a wall. A bridge can save you lots of time. A wall you always have to climb. The road to liberty lies true. A hyphen's use is up to you. Used as a bridge, it can span all the differences of man. Being free in mind and soul should be our most important goal. If you use the hyphen as a wall, you'll make your life mean and small. An American is a special breed whose people came to her in need. They came to her that they might find a world where they'd have peace of mind, where men are equal and something more, stand taller than they stood before. So you be wise in your decision, and that little line won't cause division. Let's join hands with one another, for in this land, each man's your brother. United we stand, divided we fall. We're Americans, and that says it all.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
88 degrees outside. The stock market is up 117 points. Let me bring in Mr. Producer himself. The one and only Joey Clark.
Hello, hello.
Hello. How are we doing today? Big guy.
Oh, I'm feeling good.
Feeling really good?
Oh, feeling real, real good.
Wow. Can you pull the clip from yesterday, the shooting in 1500 block of Hull Street
sure.
over?
Yes.
Forgot to tell you that in an email. We have Mayor Todd Strange will be in tomorrow at 1 o'clock. And today's the last day that the prime and premium ribeye are on sale at Fresh Market. Don't go buy them all and leave me at the starting gate. I'm going to go get mine today and age it for a meal on Saturday.
Yummy.
That should be about right.
Nice and tender.
There was a shooting that happened on 1500 block of Hall Street. Interesting thing is I drove by the location, and it was a house that I had redone in the 1970s.
I was going you would actually help work on.
I owned it.
You owned it
in the 70s. Redid it, and then flipped it. That's what I used to do in the 70s when I was a young man.
That's a sweet gig for a young man.
Oh,
but
yeah.
That's going to be surreal.
We made some great money considering the interest rates and things like that.
And that's going to be surreal seeing that this is where
it was. Really, it was really weird, yeah. I had done several houses in that area, but I pulled in, and it's right behind where I used to go to church, Church of the Ascension. Mm. I mean, you've got a $7 million church right there, and then you have Trinity right down the street. And that's the way this guy got whacked. So they're still looking for the perpetrators. We've got some... I was on background on it, so I can't talk about what happened because the bad guys listen to what we do. But let's listen to the story from yesterday.
Montgomery police are trying to track down the person who shot and killed a man in front of a home this morning.
Right, it happened in the 1500 block of South Hull Street. That's in Montgomery's historic Garden District, just west of Decatur. And we're learning more tonight thanks to witnesses from the scene. Here's Samantha Day.
We heard about six shots. We thought the clip was emptied. Yeah, I woke up. Heard the gunshots, heard a scream or a yell, and then all was silent.
That's what Matt woke up to on Friday morning.
Around 1:15.
So he called the cops.
We did call the police, and we woke up in the morning to more sirens and saw this area blocked off.
He and his wife, Deborah, live in the Garden District.
That happens fairly regularly around here. We didn't think much of it at the time.
They later found out that the gunshots they heard were deadly.
Early Friday morning, police found a man dead in this yard behind me. They say he died of a gunshot wound, but they haven't ruled his death as a homicide just yet.
Police are calling the case a death investigation as they gather more information surrounding the man's death.
When someone dies so suddenly in a violent way, it is a hard thing and it's sad.
That's why Deborah and her husband Matt were taking what they called a prayer walk on Friday afternoon, praying and walking past where the man was found dead.
We trust that God's in control of all things.
Yeah, and just for God to be glorified in this neighborhood.
Both for justice, but also his mercy on this neighborhood as well.
Still tonight from police, no information about a possible motive in this case, and we are not aware of any suspects having been arrested.
So that was two nights ago when they were investigating it as it was just an investigation. So now let's go to last night.
There's also new information tonight in another case we've been following since late last week. A man found dead in Montgomery's Garden District has now been identified. WSFA 12 News anchor John O'Connor is joining us live now with the latest on that investigation. John?
Yeah, Mark, there are actually several new developments in this case. The Montgomery Police Department now classifying it as a homicide. Investigators have identified the body found as 29-year-old Samuel Jones. He was found shot to death on the 1500 block of a South Hull Friday morning. Police initially launched a death investigation, but after determining that Jones' vehicle had been stolen and then finding it several blocks from the scene, investigators say the circumstances indicated and pointed toward a homicide. Police have yet to determine a motive or have released any information about a possible suspect, but they are asking for anybody with any information about what have happened there on Friday morning. Mark urged to call Crime Stoppers. That number, of course, 215-STOP.
Let's go to the phone. Let's go to Joe. Joe, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hey, Dan, we got so many problems with Montgomery right now. One problem that's bothering me is all the daggum roads need to be paved. Perrier Road, West Perrier Road. Coming up the intersection, get on the East Chase. Horrible. Never seen so many potholes in my life. The interstate going back into Montgomery, like you headed from Auburn, it's been ground up for 2 months. And all those little machines are sitting in the median. What's wrong?
I guess they're slow.
This is a pothole city, I'm telling you. And the mayor, all he wants to do is work on downtown.
Well, they have, roads aren't cheap, and they do have a plan for the roads, but I'll let the mayor, we'll talk to him tomorrow about it.
He won't give you a good answer. Roads are not cheap. Neither are these cars that they're tearing up. I guarantee you, it doesn't do your car any good going up and down these roads.
Okay. Anything else, Joe?
Well, apparently you don't mind riding on them.
I don't see it as the biggest problem as you do, so... It's not. Your car is acting different than mine. Or maybe I'm not going where you are.
Hey, when you go out and get your Corona beer at Costco, maybe you hit your pothole with some tires. I've seen you at Costco.
You have?
I sure have.
Good.
Well, Corona beer.
Come in and shake my hand and let me introduce yourself to me.
Well, I want to introduce myself to you when I see you on the side of the road with a busted tire.
Okay.
And I'll help you out then.
I appreciate that, Joe. That'd be very kind of you. Let's go to the phones and go to Red Tide. Red Tide, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hey, guys. I just left Kalijah. It's pouring down rain, and I'm in Eclectic, and the sun is shining brightly. So,
isn't that something when it does that?
I mean, it's really pouring in Kalijah. It just washed me off the job.
I had this happen at the studio. It was pouring down rain here. I got down to Perry Hill, turned left, and it was completely dry.
Yeah.
I mean, not a drop of water.
Yes, and when it pours, it really does, man.
Yeah.
About the shooting, I have heard many shootings throughout the years, and in the past few years in particular, I have gone up to quite a few policemen casually to say, you know, hey, guys, these ain't firecrackers. I hear 6-7 shots in a row. And I said, you know, what is, guys? I never see any police around. And he says, well, there's really nothing we can do. We get a call that there's a shot's been fired, and we go to the neighborhood. Nobody wants to say who it is, where it was, or why. So they said, we really don't go anymore when people say they're shooting gunshots. And they don't. And at one time, they installed this big, damn expensive system that's supposed to monitor gunshots. I'm sure you're very well aware of the system I'm talking about. That is no longer in use. That I don't know if ever was in use. So,
Hold on. Let's take it one piece at a time. It is in use, but it's only for a particular part of the city.
And which part is that?
They won't allegedly let you know.
Well,
think about it. I mean, you're less likely to shoot if you know where it is.
Yes, but I have a feeling I've been around some of these neighborhoods that are supposed to have a system. But that system is 20 years old, at least, isn't it?
I don't know if it's 20 years old, but it's not Brian Spikey new. I know that.
I was under the impression they stopped using it altogether.
I'll ask the mayor tomorrow.
Yeah, I wish you would, because many a time I hear gunshot, and I go, man, damn, that sounds off. In fact, there's a bullet hole through my mailbox right now.
Really? What section of town do you live in?
I live in Highland Gardens, and I'm in a nice part of it, but a couple of years ago, we had a street light out for about 3 or 4 months, and they just had technical problems. Somebody kept shooting the damn light out, too, for one thing. So I know this is not the police's fault. It's beyond their control what the citizens do, but they are not very impressed by gunfire. Yes, sir. I'm sure we will discuss this at length tomorrow with the mayor. I agree with the man that I feel one of the major things holding Montgomery back is the infrastructure. The roads are horrible, and it's not enough to handle the traffic.
Yeah,
so
I think.
I'm looking forward to talking to the mayor tomorrow. Thank you very much, gentlemen.
Thanks for your time. Newstone 93.1. Dan Moore Show will be back right after this.
Giving voice to liberty in our time, the Joey Clark Radio Hour, Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. We're Mr. Electric. We have the power.
Are you ready to spark your career? Due to continuing growth, Mr. Electric of Montgomery has immediate openings for full and part-time electricians. If you're a highly motivated, responsible, tidy individual with good work ethics, we want to talk to you. As part of the Mr. Electric team, you'll enjoy an excellent pay plan with extra income potential, ongoing education, and advancement opportunities. Applicants should have 3 to 5 years verifiable residential or commercial experience, plus a good driving record and be able to pass a drug test. Call Dan at Mr. Electric of Montgomery today to set up your interview. Why not work for Mr. Electric? Where?
Mr. Electric is an equal opportunity employer.
Mr. Sandman.
This is David from Mr. Sandman Mattress, and I want to thank everyone for voting Mr. Sandman the best mattress store in Montgomery, Elmore, and Autauga counties. We have been voted number one 18 of the last 20 years. Visit us and learn how a local store with a huge inventory, always discounted, can outservice and undersell the big chains. This month, in addition to having a tremendous sale on mattresses and adjustable bases, I am marking down hundreds of headboards and beds. King headboards start at $55 and many are under $100. With over 500 on hand, you have a lot to choose from. Our selection of over 70 mattress models from Serta, Jamison, Restonic, Scandinavian, Pure Talalay Bliss, and others is on sale just in time for back to school. Whether you prefer plush or firm, latex, memory foam, hybrids, pillow tops, or smooth tops, we have the area's largest selection and best prices. Visit us on the Atlanta Highway across from the Dairy Queen in Montgomery, or on Highway 14, 3 miles east of I-65, across from the Dollar General in Millbrook. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bill Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. He can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
Hi, I'm Cam Marston, and I'm excited to introduce my new radio show called What's Working with Cam Marston. We'll dig into the trends that are shaping today's workplace and workforce. Saturdays, 12 noon, on News Talk 93.1 FM.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Yeah! 272-9228. That's where we are on a Tuesday. Caller Bill brought something to our attention. This is kind of an interesting story here, boys and girls. All of West Virginia's Supreme Court justices have been impeached over spending.
All of them.
All of them. One was already on suspension, facing a 23-count federal indictment.
Wow.
But Walker had dodged the impeachment earlier because she had only spent $131,000 in spending for her office. But a short time later, it was withdrawn when they found out she had spent some more money. Justice Robin Davis spent $500,000 in office renovations. And lawmakers approved articles of impeachment against another justice for spending $363,000 and having a $42,000 antique desk and computer all owned by the state at his home.
Of good to be the judge. Not anymore.
Those are the lawmakers. That's the West Virginia lawmakers. Remember, West Virginia was one of the locations that the teachers were demonstrating?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
For pay raise. But they did $1 million, and they impeached them all. So the governor, who's a Republican, is to appoint five West Virginia justices, particularly after the indictment for this 23 federal counts of federal indictment go against one of them.
Wow.
I bet it's a lonely place up at the Supreme Court today.
Yeah, don't have any appeals lately. I mean, I guess the Court of Appeals will be active, but man, they got to fix that quickly.
Yeah, well, the governor can appoint instantly and go swear them in, so you don't have to have any special election. They just serve out, here we would serve out a term. I don't know if they wait till the next election or not. Okay, so we have got a lot going on here. And let me pick up this Montgomery pill mill doctor. We're going to get an update on this bad boy.
After 3 days in federal custody, a Montgomery doctor charged in a federal pill mill investigation is out on bond tonight.
WSFA 12 News broke the story of Dr. Richard Steele's arrest late last week, and we were in the courtroom today as he was brought in handcuffed and shackled.
Steele is accused of overprescribing opioids to patients and ordering tests that were medically unnecessary. His is the latest in a series of arrests in Montgomery for similar crime.
Dr. Richard Steele is now out of federal custody and under strict bond conditions following his arrest Thursday for reportedly running a pill mill out of his office on Taylor Road.
If he was willing to surrender his medical license and his controlled substances license, he could have gone home on Thursday. Dr. Steele didn't want to do that Thursday, so as a result, he was held until today.
Today, Steele agreed to those terms and will remain on house detention with electronic monitoring.
Dr. Steele was placed in a position where he had to make a choice, and the choice was either voluntarily relinquish those licenses or face the possibility of incarceration until this case is resolved, which could take a significant amount of time.
The government proposed the same bond conditions for all doctors charged in ongoing pill mill investigations.
As long as Dr. Steele was able to practice medicine, able to prescribe drugs, he created a danger to the community. That danger could only be alleviated by him giving up his licenses.
Steele's attorney, Andrew Skyer, says his client's decision to surrender his license shouldn't be taken as a sign of guilt. As for the complaint alleging the doctor overprescribed opioids and ordered medically unnecessary tests,
it's a completely circumstantial case. It's based on innuendo. I didn't see anything concrete in that complaint.
The defense expects this case to be presented to a federal grand jury in the coming week.
Man. Boy, I mean, Montgomery's a happening place when it comes down to opioids and arresting doctors and nurse practitioners and such.
I suppose so, and if it's proven in court, fine. I generally do not like this approach to dealing with this problem.
I tell you something, the strong arm approach to things, right, and what they did with Papadopoulos and all these others, now that we're kind of finding out more information about it, I mean, trying to threaten him with espionage with Israel and things like that, I mean, it's kind of crazy what they're talking about.
And I said this earlier, but I've said it a few times, but if the true problem is opioid deaths, then how many people are dying from, say, what this doctor was prescribing? If they're getting hooked, no doubt. I wouldn't be surprised by that.
Well, I think anything that if you're peddling a illicit drug that way, that is becoming a problem. You don't have to die because of it.
I don't know. It just feels like the rules of the game are being changed midstream, and people who were doing this for a while are now getting caught up in it with a redefined definition of pill mill.
Well, no, pill mill by definition is that they're writing multiple prescriptions to people who are not supposed to have them.
Right.
And so they're giving them a pill, and they don't need it. That's the definition of the pill mill.
And I guess they're the ones to decide that?
That's what the law is. You can't give somebody a prescription that they're not supposed to have the prescription and keep your medical license. That's what part of you being the Hippocratic Oath is, do no harm. That's potentially doing harm to somebody for money. So that's what the problem is there. News Talk 93.1, Dan Moore Show. We're going to be back right after this.
You You're listening to The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It's a better buy at Brubaker. Say that three times fast. Hot weather, preseason football, who will the quarterback be this year? We have thousands of cars, trucks, SUVs, and minivans to choose from at Brubaker. Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, truck, Jeep, Fiat, Kia, and Infiniti in Montgomery and Prattville. The all-new 2019 Infiniti QX50 compact SUV or the redesigned Infiniti QX80 full-size SUV will carry everything to the lake on Labor Day or to the tailgate. Kia, we will not be undersold. It is a better buy at Brubaker Kia. Try the third row seat midsize Sorento SUV made just down the road. Ask about the friends and family plan to see if you qualify for additional savings. Have you seen? Have you driven? The all-new redesigned Jeep Wrangler. Smoother, still rugged, the off-road SUV you want. Or Grand Cherokee or Cherokee, its slightly smaller sibling. And don't forget Fiat, the even smaller sibling. It is a better buy at Brubaker, all at Brubaker Motors this week. Come experience the Brubaker difference.
This is Tom Bernard at State Farm in Prattville, and I've been doing business with Randy at Prattville Farm Center for over 15 years. I bought a horse from his dad years ago, so over the years we've purchased tack for the horse and feed. Recently I bought a farm, and I have hired Randy and JD at Prattville Farm Center to clear out my creek, and it just got that flowing better so it didn't back up or anything like that, and they got it all looking really nice. I would just recommend highly calling Randy at Prattville Farm Center. They'll be glad to help you out in anything you need.
Visit Randy at Prattville Farm Center, 1154 South Memorial Drive. Call 365-5400.
Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss, the one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Hey, Dave, can we please turn that down?
The music? Music helps create a more productive work environment.
But, Dave, I think it depends on what kind of music you play.
Of course it does. This music helps me drown out your whining. There, that's better.
Don't work for a Dave. Find a boss you can respect. One who's looking for great and local talent at Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. The defense rests in former Trump campaign manager Paul Manafort's trial in Virginia without calling any witnesses. The prosecution wrapped up yesterday.
A vice president of the Federal Savings Bank testified about a $16 million loan the bank gave Manafort as its CEO, Stephen Koch, was angling for a cabinet position in the Trump administration. Manafort's been pleading not guilty to tax evasion and bank fraud charges.
Fox's Jill Nato. President Trump calls former advisor Omarosa Manigault Newman a dog on Twitter. She's been bad-mouthing him, promoting a new book.
Manigault Newman's book is deeply critical of the president and makes a number of damaging claims, including that she heard the president allegedly use the N-word. The White House has repeatedly denied the claims, slamming her as a disgruntled former White House employee who's trying to profit off of these false attacks.
Fox's John Decker. Fox News. You report, you decide.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Ox Foundation Solutions. For a free quote, call 205-918-7628 or go to oxfoundations.com. Ox Foundation Solutions, Alabama's best foundation and waterproof specialists.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Pretty routine summer day today. Partly sunny with scattered random hit or miss storms here and there. Most numerous this afternoon and this evening. Fading out tonight. Low 73. Tomorrow, the storms will be scarce. Not many around. Rather isolated. High temperature in the middle 90s with triple-digit heat indices. Hottest day of the week tomorrow. The coverage on the storms is a little bit better on Thursday. More like 40%. And then storms become more likely Friday and Saturday. You can keep track of where the storms are and where they're going to be with our advanced interactive radar on our free weather app. It's waiting for you now in the App Store. Just search Rich Thomas Weather. Get it on your phone or tablet today. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
As I remember what 272-9228, that's where we are. Let's go to the phones here, boys and girls. Let's go to Rodney. Rodney, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show on a Tuesday.
Hey, Dan. Joey, how are y'all today?
We're very good, and you?
I'm doing fine, doing fine. What is this young lady's name, the one that got dismissed by the general? Is it Dugman or... I can't remember her name there, Dan. The one that just was dismissed, and now she's coming out with the recordings about the president.
Oh, Omarosa.
Omarosa. Yeah, okay. I'm sorry. Anyway, I think it's fascinating if you look at this particular case, and it shows the intent of these individuals, including a broad spectrum of them, from Hillary Clinton on down, from the uranium deals across the board. It's all about profit, books, and everything for their self-greed with no interest in whatsoever of doing anything to help this country. It is more so to hurt or damage the image of America. And everyone I know is pretty much keeping a close eye on all these things going on from top to bottom. But this is, I think, a good case for the American people to look at and see the greed, of the need of the greed of these people. And the interest is nothing but the dollar, and they could care less about America. They could care less about anything else. They pretty much are self-centered, greedy, and deceiving people. And I know everybody, as human beings, have the tendency to have these things. But these people is literally are really far, far out there. I mean, when you lose the love for your country, I think that's sad. What do you think about that, Dan?
I think there's some very self-centered, self-promoting people that are out there that hook on with somebody, and then when it doesn't work out and they can't see the next gravy train, then they try to create their own gravy train by hurting someone or trying to do something like this. And I'm going to play some of the Omarosa clips of some interviews and stories about her, but she's about as self-dealing as anyone I've seen in a long, long time.
Yeah, I've heard a couple people in the media talk about her in interviews, and they say that they do from get-go she was nothing but trouble, and that she wouldn't bring anything but trouble, and kind of questionable why they brought her on board and things of that nature. But anyway, I want to switch gears a little bit. We'll leave that be. And
let me comment. Make one more comment before we go to another subject. Okay. One thing I really saw in Washington D.C., and we call them strap hangers, is that you have a lot of strap hangers that are there. They just want to be, they're moths that want to be close to the flame, and they will do anything to kind of be in that center piece. But the problem is, people that have that kind of personality also have a personality that they don't do good things. They'll tell you that they're going to do something, or they'll tell you that they did something, and they will not have done it. I watched several people who were connected with folks who got them a job that would just sit there and lie to you and tell you that they did something, and they didn't do it. And the problem is, when you're doing a presidential event, something bad could happen physically to the president, but also something bad happened to the event itself. So one was the child of a very, very, very wealthy oil person in this country.
Yeah,
I won't
agree.
Go any further than that. I did have Boone Pickens' daughter, but that wasn't it. She worked for me.
But, all right, so let's switch a little bit here to the fuel mill in Montgomery.
Okay.
The federal government is making it perfectly clear from Jeff Sessions on down that these things are going to not be tolerated. Alabama went online, I think, a year or so ago with the medication tracking system for doctors. These doctors, no matter what facility you go to, when you go in, they pull you up. And if you visited any facility in the state of Alabama and receive medications, they get a complete eye view of everything that you've been prescribed. And this system has been greatly used in Alabama to identify doctors who are prescribing large amounts of opioid drugs, patients that are doctor hopping from hospitals, to doctor's offices, to doctor's offices, and also many other things. Now, I do know that there's a lot of people who need these medications. And I do know for a fact that the people who do need them are getting them. You may experience a disruption if you had a bad doctor or something like that, but I stand behind the federal government, the Department of Justice, and what they're doing. I've seen plenty of family members and friends that have died from this stuff. And I think, you know, whatever it is that they need to do without disrupting the patients who really need it, I'm all in on it. Let's save our youth. Let's save our people from being addicted to this stuff. It's awful.
Thanks for the telephone call, Rodney. Appreciate you.
All right. Thank y'all.
Thanks. The number one state in the country for opioid deaths is West Virginia. 52 per 1,884 deaths in 2014. Am I reading that right? Ohio, 4,329, 39.1 per 1,000. New Hampshire, 39 per 1,000, 481. Pennsylvania, 4,627. Kentucky, number five at 1,419, 33.5 per 1,000. Maryland, 2,044. Then Massachusetts, 2,027, 2,227. Then it starts dropping off, but only in size of number of deaths, but not much in the per thousands. Delaware, Rhode Island, and Maine follow the next number 8, 9, and 10. You want to take this?
Yes, we have Vicki on line one here.
Vicki, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
I'm just stressed out about all of these pill mill so-called operations. I know there are doctors who prescribe them, but when they continue to discuss people overdosing, it's not the people who need them for pain who overdose. And now I have been told I have to take them, my mom has to take them, and I questioned one time a long time ago why I did not feel high or get a buzz or whatever you're supposed to get, you know, with these opioids. And it was explained to me that when you take them and you have pain, all it does is it will alleviate or greatly reduce the pain. It's the people who take them who do not have pain who get the high out of taking them. But I don't see why the DEA, I don't know how much medical training these individuals have to be able to look through charts and to be able to read a doctor's medical chart on a patient and be able to say, this person did not need anything and he should not have prescribed it, when they don't have any medical training. And that bothers me. Does that make any sense to you?
Well, but to write a prescription, you're supposed to have a medical license to do that, unless you're a nurse practitioner. Then you're limited to what you can write. Go ahead.
Exactly. But it's the DEA and all the feds, the people who review the charts, that a doctor has been arrested or they review the chart and they say, you know, he shouldn't have given this one this prescription. He didn't need anything. And they have no medical training to know that. It's like, you know, the guy behind the desk at the, like at Blue Cross, you know, and he decides if you need a, and he has no medical training to know if you need one or not.
Well, let me correct something here. When you're talking the U.S. Attorney's Office, what they do is they actually bring in someone who knows what they're talking about. And okay. What they do is they look at their chart, and if there's nothing in the chart that says they broke a foot or something like that, there's no backup for it, and you wrote a OxyContin deal that the drugstore doesn't see what the medical situation is. So somebody has to go in and review the file on it.
Okay.
And the way they find the people is they'll find somebody with OxyContin that doesn't have a prescription for it, but they got it from somebody who did have a prescription. They turn them in, then they go talk to the person that had the prescription, and then they go, well, why were you having OxyContin, and why were you selling it? And so it's a food chain type situation.
I understand that perfectly, but, you know, it's going to get to the point to where, you know, no doctor will feel okay about writing pain medicine or any kind of, you know, Xanax or anything else because, you know, they're afraid that they'll get called out on it.
Well, it's not. If they have evidence and it's in the file that the person needed, they don't need to fear anything. Now, I do have doctor friends and clients who only write one prescription, and they'll say you have to go to a pain management doctor from that point on.
And that makes perfectly good sense. And but as long as it's documented and you have that, and of course the Alabama prescription license and prescription law that, you know, began about 7 years ago, you know, where every controlled drug that you get is reported, and it goes to Auburn. That's where it actually goes. I worked with one of these doctors in another capacity, so I do know, you know, how that all happens. But anyway, it's like I said, I just hope that the, you know, the ones who abuse it are not going to take it away from the ones who really need it. That's my point.
I don't think they're going to take it away. I think what they're doing is they're making it more stringent.
True. Okay. Well, I appreciate the info.
Thanks, Vicki. You have a great day.
Thank you.
Newstalk 93.1. Dan Moore Show. We'll be back right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
Know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
We're Mr. Electric. We have the power to make things better.
Are you ready to spark your career? Due to continuing growth, Mr. Electric of Montgomery has immediate openings for full and part-time electricians. If you're a highly motivated, responsible, tidy individual with good work ethics, we want to talk to you. As part of the Mr. Electric team, you'll enjoy an excellent pay plan with extra income potential, ongoing education, and advancement opportunities. Applicants should have 3 to 5 years verifiable residential or commercial experience, plus a good driving record and be able to pass a drug test. Call Dan at Mr. Electric of Montgomery today to set up your interview. Why not work for Mr. Electric? Where?
We're doing great. We're Mr. Electric. We have the power to make things better.
Mr. Electric is an equal opportunity employer.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are.
We pulled in just behind the bridge.
Let's go to the phones and let's go to Miss Pine Level. Miss Pine Level, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show on a Tuesday.
Hey, Dan, how are you?
I'm very good.
I just want to put in my 2 cents on my experience with the opioids because I have to take them. And I go to the pain management center. But they give me like 3 prescriptions when I go for my follow-up, you know, after I have my injection a month later or however long it is.
Wait, are you taking opioid or are you taking a thyroid replacement?
It's Roaccutane.
Okay.
But whenever they write me out my next 3 months' prescriptions, they put that date on it that I was there. But on the prescription, they write on there, do not fill before, exactly 30 days from the last date of the last prescription fill. And if you try to get it one day ahead of time, they will not do it. Will not do it. It's got to be 30 days on the nose or more.
Right.
But I don't have any problem, you know, getting mine filled or getting them. You know, you have to do the drug tests and all that stuff. But, I mean, and the people who abuse them, they're going to be taking more than what they should. And so they run out before they're going to even have a doctor write the prescription again or a pharmacy fill it if it's not within the 30 days.
Yep. No, I totally agree. And something else that Vicki said that I've experienced on a personal basis, when I was doing my cancer treatment, I was on methadone. I would not go any higher than that. They wanted to put me on Vicodin or OxyContin, and I told them no, because they didn't want to be selling my body out on Mobile Highway.
But
what happens is, if you take too much, you get loopy. If you're taking the right amount, it's taking away the pain, and you're normal. But you know you're taking too much when you get too loopy. And one time I was not feeling good, and someone took upon themselves to give me an injection of methadone, and I literally my head started spinning, and I got dizzy and threw up because it made me so loopy.
Made you sick.
Yep.
And there's, you know, because on my bottle it says take 1 to 2 tablets every so many hours as needed for pain. And there have been times that I take one in 45 minutes or an hour later, I'm still hurting pretty bad. So there has been a few times that I took 3 within like maybe 2 hours time. And because if 3 don't do it, then 4 ain't going to do nothing but make me sick.
Yeah.
But, you're just going to, anybody who abuses it or takes more than they should and they run out before they can get another prescription written or refilled, that's where all the abuse comes in and why, you know. I mean, I don't worry about it because there's no way that I can say go around the law to get it done. And I don't want to do that, you know.
Ms. Pine Level, thanks for the telephone call. I appreciate you.
All right. Thank you.
Let's go to the phones and let's go to George. Hey, George.
Good morning. Well, good afternoon, my brother.
How are you, Dick Loris?
I'm good, my friend. And I wanted to speak up on this a little bit because I don't know exactly if you know what I do, but I'm a counselor dealing with that sort of stuff with my patients. Mm-hmm. And we all knew about Sanchez. This is something maybe nobody's brought up. You have to be a certified psychiatrist or psychologist to administer Adderall. You can't, you know, and Sanchez was throwing it out like, you know, like a baseball diamond. And so that's one thing, kind of separate, but it's also something that you should be getting trouble for. People would come in, he never knew him, he never did an exam, they just tell him what they wanted. I've known people that have died and overdosed because Sanchez gave him so much. And I mentioned this on the last show that I have, of course, never been to Sanchez, but I could go in and say, I've got this funny dislocated finger, hurts like hell, I've got a plate in my elbow, it's just every time it rains, it's really hurting, I have headaches, I have nervous as heck, and, you know, when I'm not nervous, I just can't get started. Okay, so he's giving you Adderall to get started. He's giving you Xanax to slow down. He's giving you 2 different pain kinds for your finger and your elbow. And you walk right out. And he's not trained to diagnose in some of those things. I don't know if that point's been forgotten.
Yeah, and that's what, again, the definition of the pill mill is that you don't need the prescription. You just want the prescription.
Yeah.
And there's no medical certification on it either.
Yeah, and he's not supposed to be giving out Adderall or that family because he's not a certified psychiatrist or psychologist. He didn't know anything about it. And I've known people that have died that have OD'd on those things and gone to jail because what they do, he gets them addicted, and then conveniently, he's got a methadone clinic in Clanton. And people will drive back and forth, and the methadone dose each day will get them behind enough, I guess that's the right word, where they're not out looking for street drugs. So there's something to be said for that, actually, but then their methadone patients of his forever. Had one in Montgomery, kicked him out. Now he's in Clanton, and he owns at Sanchez. So that may be, you know, a little thought, you know, to think about.
So he was creating his own customers
then.
Yeah,
he's got a methadone clinic. So what all these people do is drive, they pack into cars, they go to Clanton, and they get their dose, is what they call it, their dose. And you drink it right there in front of them, and it's enough to keep you whatever all day where you are, I guess, so messed up you don't want any more. But it's very strong stuff, and this is long-acting. And so a dose is good, and the heroin addicts and all that won't go out and look for it. So there's something to be said for that. But you're supposed to lower the dose just a drop or two each day and then get them down and down and down and down to nothing, but they don't do that. They said, you feeling bad today? And they went, God, I'm aching in my back. So they give them more that day. I'm serious. I know. And like I say, the fact that you have to be a registered psychiatrist or psychologist to dole out ADHD meds.
Well, now, hold on one second, George. Isn't that correct? For example, my son would go to Dr. Summers, who is a pediatrician, and he would prescribe Adderall for him or Ritalin.
The pediatricians can do it because they're examining them and finding out what they're doing. Right. Some of the pediatricians can do it when the kids are little.
Well, he's still... doing it.
Yeah, well, and that's fine if he's still taking it, but that happens about 99% of the time when they're little, and mom and dad will say, he's wild as a buck. They try this, and they go, oh, my God, 30 minutes later, he was calm. He did great in school. Mostly that's done by the pediatricians and the little kids, and if it calms them down, then you know they're really genuinely ADHD, but Sanchez was giving it to them if they asked for it.
Yep.
Not qualified to do that.
Sanchez was breaking all the rules.
All the rules. And besides all the rules, and I won't hold you, got somebody else on, besides all the rules, he was also picking and choosing clients. And if he decided he didn't like you, he would cut you off. He decided you were kind of cute and maybe rubbed yourself on him a little bit, you get more. No kidding. But that's a fact from firsthand knowledge.
George, thanks for the telephone call. Appreciate it. Yeah, it seems what I'm getting something from AG's office that they do an audit of different pharmacies. And what they're doing is they're looking for that you're getting a lot